from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Mark Grody is the man. He joins us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Grody, it's me, Matt Spiegel. It's him, Dan Bernstein.
Hello.
This is a Bears report. And let me tell you, Groats, you ever see being John Malkovich? There's that scene where everybody just walks around going, Malkovich, 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 Malkovich. That's today. Caleb, 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 Caleb. Tell me about Caleb, and this Bears report is going to be chock full of Caleb Williams goodness, sir.
A ton of Caleb, including the man himself, Caleb Williams, who we're going to hear from in just a second. The Bears practiced indoors today, guys, because of the rain out here in Lake Forest, and I know it's been hitting the whole Chicagoland area. No pads, always important to point that out. If the Bears did two straight days, Friday and Saturday, with the pads on, they did not practice yesterday. So indoors, no fans, no pads is what we're working with today. But Caleb Williams looked good today, specifically in the red zone offense. He had nice touchdown passes to Roma Dunze, to Keenan Allen as well. And this was important to see today. I think there was only one offensive penalty on this day, and that went down unofficially as a delay of game penalties. We know how all the false start penalties that existed on Friday and Saturday, a ton of them. And that's kind of where we're going to start here with Caleb Williams. Despite a good day today, how is he dealing with the imperfections of the NFL and things not always going the way he wants them to go here in the early going?
I'm always tough about the mistakes. That's the part about me, I think, that is you know, that drives everything. And, you know, being tough on myself, being tough about the mistakes that happen, whether it's, you know, MAs or it's actually, you know, a turnover or anything like that, you know, just being tough on myself. But understanding that, you know, there are going to be mistakes and you know, how I respond to those mistakes, it, you know, depends on how, and, you know, the response and all of that, you know, always provides an outcome, whether it's a good or bad response, you know, the outcome from that response is always going to, you know, it's always going to be there. So these mistakes, these good and bad days that I, you know, having, at least in my good and bad days that I'm having, I know it's preparing me for, you know, those games late in the season, these preseason games coming up. And you know, obviously I go versus this defense every day, so they make it tough on me.
Man, that is a very polished dude, and you're going to hear the very, very highly manicured comments of Caleb Williams on his imperfections. So good. I mean, Grody, you said it. A lot of ugly stuff with the pre-snap stuff on Friday and Saturday. That's going to happen, and he doesn't seem too fazed by it.
No, he's not flustered by it. I mean, he did say it bugs the hell out of him when he makes the mistakes. I mean, watching very closely, he and Shane Waldron definitely talk a lot. And I feel like Caleb Williams, he's got a lot of questions. He's got a lot of ideas on how he thinks things should go. So the communication so far, I mean, I don't really know what the relationship, it's too early to tell what the relationship is with Shane Waldron, how close these guys are. But but I can tell you from watching every single one of these practices, there is a seemingly very good ongoing dialogue between offensive coordinator and quarterback.
I don't need him to be close. I just need
to be good.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Just be aware of what somebody else wants to do, be able to listen and comprehend quickly, and matriculate the ball down the field. So he also, Caleb, discussed now what's coming into focus, his where he needs to get better.
Yeah, and I just want to warn you guys and the audience on this cut. Sometimes I'll edit stuff out if I see it necessary or if it's incidental stuff. I left the pauses in on this, so just understand that, because I thought it was important to point out. Yeah, he was, and I left the question in here too, but it's kind of hard to hear. But yeah, he was asked about the biggest area that he needs to work on. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, if you're going to do a game, do you feel like it's furthest away from where you would like to be come week one?
Furthest away. It's a good question. I would say right now, working on my got me with that one. Stumped me. I would say working on my blitz looks, my blitz and covers looks, and feeling the umbrella of the defense, and feeling that out to adjust, to adjust protection, to adjust. Whether it's a run, run into it, flip the protection, get to a quick game, get to a cover zero check, however the structure of it works out, just progressing. And a lot of that comes with seeing it, and reps. And so that's why also, preseason and, those things are so important.
Boy, that's a great answer.
I'm not unhappy to hear that, because that should be. That's some of the most complicated stuff that he's going to have to learn, and he hasn't even seen game speed yet.
That's the real deal.
I loved how he described the umbrella of the defense and using that term and understanding, because very often a conservative response to a blitz is going to be a quick hot. It's going to be a back. It's going to be whatever can get you out of trouble. But once you start feeling it, and once you understand the umbrella, it isn't the limitation of the umbrella. It's taking the top off of it. It's busting it open. That's the next level stuff. If he really aspires to be Aaron Rodgers, it's go ahead and blitz me.
Sure.
Look at the numbers.
But he's talking about, Grody, the basics of seeing whether they're going to be blitzing or not as they're faking doing that, right? They're trying to disguise it and mess with him. And it's like he's got to learn how to read that stuff.
Are you rolling deep two to single high,
yeah,
and walking someone up?
Are you deking me with that move that you're making? That I thought that was a great answer.
Yeah, I loved it. And the Bears defense is bringing a lot. You've got the two ends. Montez Sweat has had a hell of a camp so far. Seems like he's always in the backfield. DeMarcus Walker has been good. And then we've got, I guess, Matt Eberflus, if he's calling the play, has been dialing up all these linebacker blitzes, especially with TJ Edwards. So that's the kind of stuff that he's got to recognize or know, or be ready to protect his blind side when those guys are coming at him.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right, Bernsie, about taking that next level once you do read that stuff and then using it to your advantage.
Oh, and you're inviting it.
Oh,
you,
yeah,
can't wait to see it.
You start baiting them. It's what Peyton Manning did for
years
and
years. Then you win the numbers game, and it's doing the math in your head, and it's not having to think it through, having it be second nature,
yeah,
to know what your formation is over here, to know who's over here.
I'm cool, though, if his reaction to that stuff is to go to the quick game with this talent that they have and this defense that they have. I'm okay if that calculus leans towards the quick stuff on the front end of his career.
A smoke route to DJ Moore could be 75 yards.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We saw that in the first preseason game. Well, no, that was a pass behind the line of scrimmage where DJ Moore took it in for a touchdown last year from Justin Fields in the preseason game. But, Speaks, to your point, there's been a lot of that, a lot of the short passing stuff, which is comfortable. And we didn't see enough of that, I felt like, especially with the run. running backs with Justin Fields in the past, and even going back to Mitch Trubisky. So I like that that outlet is there. Yeah, we all want to see the downfield passing game. You're going to see that eventually, but to get the rudimentary, know where the running back is, and your easy tight end floater up the middle, I mean, that's important.
And Justin was bad at that stuff. And he would talk about, I got to hit my layups. I got to hit my layups. And if you watched Jordan Love, or you watched anybody, you watched Purdy, obviously, they're all good at the short stuff. They're all good at the quick stuff. And then, so is Mahomes. Mahomes is great at the quick stuff when they need to do it. You have to have that in your bag of tricks. Is Caleb getting to be invested in the plays that they're running these days in practice?
Yeah, we've asked a few questions of Caleb Williams in terms of his, I guess you could use the word power, in terms of what his say is. I remember asking the coaching staff, is Caleb Williams going to have some say in who the center is? And they essentially said no. Caleb was asked today, do you have some say in what types of plays or plays that are run for you?
Yeah, so... We had a quick game for blitz that I went to, and also just it's where we started right there in their progression, and then start there, and then I got back to Keenan. I felt the pockets collapse, and then I felt a big gap open up, and I know Keenan was coming on the back line, and just I felt the defense push over, backer attached, and then backer was too low and threw it over his head.
All right, that wasn't exactly the cut that I was looking for, but Caleb did say today that he there was a play that they ran at USC last year that he kind of imposed his will on in practice today, and that they were using it. They didn't tell specifically, or Caleb didn't tell specifically which play it was, but to answer the question of the original
context, I've been in some cool systems.
There you go.
Well, one cool system before this was Lincoln Riley, and we ran some plays similar. And even today, getting in there, talking about it, there's a play that we ran today that, I ran a bunch of times in college, and I've had a lot of reps with it. And so I got in there with the QBs, talked about it with coach. And then we went out there and we executed pretty well in the play. So just, if I have any knowledge, I always want to help. Obviously, if the other Qs have knowledge with plays, they always help. And just, finding that comfort, that balance between it all and getting out there and, working on the play itself and getting after it. And then the mistakes that we have, getting out there correcting out there in practice or in the film is important for us, and building that connection to and relationship between the wide receivers and myself, the offensive line and myself.
God, dude, it's just such a completely different level of quarterback understanding, integration and self-determination than we heard with Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky.
I'm done comparing him to Fields.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm not here in training camp. I'm not, because having lived through that, Dan, and I know you did too, but it's like...
There's so much more than that.
But it needs to be understood by people just how palpably different the way that he conceives of the game is, why it's a different level of prospect, why you shouldn't expect the same thing.
I understand that, but I still don't know if he's going to be good.
Well, if he's not good, it'll be for different reasons than those guys weren't good.
I think the good news here, too, is that Caleb Williams is truly taking to coaching and listening to what they're saying, that he's not imposing his will on things, he's not taking matters into his own hands yet. If they tell whatever they tell him to do, he is doing right now. And I think that's a big deal for Caleb Williams right now, just to go with the program. As we know, if he is really good, he will acquire that power and will be able to do things his way a lot more. But right now, it seems like he's doing a great job of just going along with the program.
So does he know if he's going to play Thursday or how much? I know they're not telling us, but has he been told?
Yeah, I asked Caleb that exact question today. Have the Bears even told you, Caleb? What's up?
They haven't told me yet. I would love to get out there and play. It's pretty awesome to be at Ken, but, it's coach's decision.
You think you'll get a chance to voice your opinion?
I don't know if I'll be able to voice it at this point and at my time in this point. So,
Not yet, but you can tell he kind of wants to voice his opinion. He'd like to write his own ticket and run his own preseason. I said last week on this show that I would predict yes that he does play. Big Z went no this morning. Where are you, Bernsey, on yes or no if he's going to play? Gut feeling and
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
How they're going to do it.
I can't predict.
Well, that's what I'm asking you to do.
I'm just saying I have no unique insight into that. I mean, I could guess one or the other.
You had me at no unique insight.
It would just
Grody, what do you think?
It would just be a guess.
Just do it. Just say what you want to say. I think you do. I think you're holding back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm holding back.
You were
back.
Telling us before the show what your Bears sources were telling you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just say that on here.
Just say that part, Dan.
Say the loud part. The quiet part, say aloud now. Mark Grody, do you think he's going to play?
Bernsey, I want to say that I talked to you on the radio this morning. I want to say that was earlier today.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know.
No, this is a different Dan. This is a different Dan.
This is Dan Bernstein's 24-hour trade deadline radiothon.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
Benefiting Dan Bernstein.
So far, he's raised $7 in chicken wings.
Benefiting Tulane University.
I don't think he's going to play. I don't think he's going to play. He did say, too, part of something earlier, that he wants to play, and he thinks it's always good to get playing time. But just the way Caleb answered that question and just the body language when we were asking him about playing time, my gut right now says that Caleb Williams will not play on Thursday night. But we're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day that Matt Eberflus promised us that he would let the world know if Caleb's going to play Thursday in the Hall of Fame.
And the world will be paying attention. That is right. For damn sure.
You know it.
All right, tell us about Shane Waldron and play us some Shane Waldron, please, sir.
Yes, Shane Waldron today, I thought the most important thing that he answered was about, because it's the most important part about being a quarterback, in my opinion, can the man read defenses? Here's Shane Waldron on that.
Yeah, Caleb's got great big field vision, so when he's out there, if the play's in rhythm, he's doing a good job of learning some of the rhythm of the offense, and there's still some plays here where, you know, we're in install mode where it's the first time he gets to take a picture of that play, and then if the play's going off schedule, we know he's worked well there as well. So I think, you know, each play, you know, banking every single rep, you know, no matter how that rep worked out, you know, going through a backside progression after he's thrown the first part of the throw to really feel what that concept looks like and doing a good job. And the other quarterbacks have done such an excellent job, too, of, you know, every rep that they're not in, whether Caleb's in for the rep or Tyson's in for the rep, you know, banking that rep, you know, behind the play, going through every single option that could have happened. And I think that's a great strength right there.
So, yes, he can read defenses.
Yes, he can. Well, I'll say this. He's run hot and cold. And there's probably been more poor days than good days so far for Caleb Williams, to be honest with you. But when he has made big-time plays, you're like, holy cow, how did he get that in there? And that's vision. Like, it feels like there's one of those plays per camp where you're like, oh, man. And we're going to hear from Jack Sanborn a little bit later on, and he will tell you more about that in terms of how good Caleb Williams has been.
But it isn't just vision, though. Vision is a component of throws like that. But I'm not losing sight of the Aaron Rodgers comparison. I would much rather talk about Aaron Rodgers, the football player, not the complete lunatic jackass, but the football player rather than look backwards at Trubisky and Fields. He's mentioned Rodgers, so when you squint at Caleb, he can look like Rodgers sometimes in his delivery. So
he's dissected every part of the mechanics of Rodgers.
Yes, yes, yes. And when you talk about those throws, when Rodgers is making those throws, anticipation is as important as the vision, the read, the understanding. It is knowing where and when you're going to go somewhere to set something up. Just like we were talking about in the previous response, talking about when blitzes are coming. You can't blitz prime Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and that's the stuff that you can't scout.
He will wreck you.
Uh-huh.
And that, I want to hold him, if he's this guy, if he's the guy, and we hold him to that standard, the vision can come only if necessarily, because sometimes if the anticipation is there, the vision occurred pre-snap.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why the position is so endlessly compelling when you really break it down, is it takes that vision, it takes that anticipation, it takes obviously all the skill set to do it, and the lack of anxiety to stay calm amidst it all. And he seems to be somebody who may have that stuff. We're not going to know it until it's game speed and game action in the NFL, and we still might not know it for a little while once we get rolling, Groats.
Yeah, and once the primary read breaks down, does he break down too? I mean, that's what I want to see out of Caleb. I can't really tell that as of yet. I haven't been able to discern that, but I think that's another big deal thing, talking about the vision there from Shane Waldron. But then what happens when the play breaks down? Do you see your second receiver? Do you feel like you have to take off and run? That's another like big time thing that we have to see if Caleb has in him.
I was listening to Brad Biggs this morning. And they asked him, like, who might be Mr. July or Mr. August? And he ended up going to Austin Booker. He said he thought Austin Booker looked good and could be good. What are your thoughts at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we keep on saying he looks the part for sure. There's nothing that he's really done in training camp so far that has stood out. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, a lot of people think he is a project. He, you know, fifth rounder out of Kansas, where he did not even play a ton there. Very situational. But talking to Booker today, he kind of likes that. He's talking about sneaking up on people, especially when he's in there with the ones.
This is going to open it up because I'm a sleeper. No, not many people know about me, so having the slide go to them, I get a one-on-one on my side. So just being able to take advantage of that one-on-one and get free will be big this year.
Talk about being a sleeper. Does that affect you mentally to not realize and not be on a lot of people's radar? How does that, you know, help or hurt you?
I feel like it just helps me. Like I'm gonna continue to get better in the shadows, and they're not gonna know what's coming.
Oh, better in the shadows, baby.
Well, now you ruined it.
I want to know. Now you're telling us it's going to happen.
Right. Out in the open. Now you're not in the shadows anymore. Oh. And weren't we just talking about this, Groats, where there were some who had been talking about him possibly being like almost like a red shirt year type candidate?
Yeah, I think I said that.
Yeah, but look, it's... There is an opportunity.
I want to know what we do in the shadows but there's, with this guy.
There should not be an opportunity on a team this good, the kind that he has in front of him. But this is a rare case for a defense that is probably going to be excellent to allow for him to follow through on what he's saying.
Who's the rookie you had Mark Anderson.
That's the name opposite
Adewale Ogunleye. Right?
Yep.
They had Adewale Ogunleye, who was the big free agent acquisition, and yet Anderson is the one who had the single coverage in the breakout year.
Alex Brown. He had double-digit sacks. Alex Brown lost his starting spot, but then got his starting spot back when Mark Anderson started to go bad.
Yeah.
They started running at him.
Yes. The secret was out, just like Austin Booker revealed himself today.
We've got a touch of Cubs news, which we'll give to people before we send it over to Cubs pregame, but let's finish out our Bears report. You mentioned Jack Sanborn. I love hearing from Jack Sanborn.
Yeah, Jack Sanborn, nine Bears. He was great when he was asked about Caleb Williams today.
So far, I mean, he's made some impressive throws, and even today, I mean, he made a throw in the back that, you know, I even gave him a little high five for, because it's impressive, and I mean, it's something that, as a defense even, when he makes throws on us, you know, it's tough when it first happens, but you got to kind of sit back and say, damn, you know, we're happy that he's on our side. And, you know, I mean, just the strides that he's kind of made.
What was the play? What was the throw that he made that impressed you?
It was right over TJ, a little kind of over route to the back of the end zone. He kind of just floated it over TJ. And I don't know if the receiver got both feet in, but it was definitely close. But, yeah, I mean, just the touch on the ball, the placement.
Oh man, that's cool, because we've heard Komet talk about that too. His ability to level. What was the Komet?
Level up.
I forget what Komet's terminology was, but to float it over TJ. That was pretty cool to hear Sanborn talk about it.
Yeah, especially since TJ Edwards has such a good camp so far, kind of torturing Caleb Williams, but he definitely got the best of him on that.
Layer
play.
The football. That's what Komet said. His ability layer the football. All right, Groats, delicious Bears nuggets.
Yeah, I think one of the important ones was I asked Shane Waldron today if there is a competition at right guard, and he said no. And then I asked, so if Nate Davis is healthy, he is the right guard, sir? And the answer to that from Waldron was yes, that Nate Davis, if healthy, is the starting right guard.
You know, I thought there was the little window into that is the fact that it's Ryan Bates filling in for him. They want Ryan Bates probably to be their starting center. Coleman Shelton's getting his chances, and maybe that's a little bit of a battle, but, you know, Bates.
They're
as
both
a
getting first team reps.
Uh-huh.
They're swapping guys out of that.
But when Nate Davis wasn't there, it was Bates instead of some other guard that might have a shot to beat him out. Which
yeah,
I thought was interesting.
My theory stands on this, that it is going to be Ryan Bates starting at center and Coleman Shelton on the bench. And the reason that they're doing this, I mean, it's because of the guards. It's because Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis have not always been able to stay healthy. So when that happens, they're going to bring Ryan Bates in to play guard, and they're going to have Coleman Shelton play center. And I think that's why, I mean, maybe it's a real competition at center, but I think so much of this is let's have two centers who are capable. And if one of our guards gets injured, like they have been prone to do, then we could put Coleman Shelton in and put Ryan Bates in at right guard, and he's just as comfortable there as he is at center.
Thank you so much, Mr. Grody, sir. Appreciate you.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, great stuff from Mark Grody. The Cubs news I mentioned, Cody Bellinger is being activated. He's being activated immediately tonight. So he will play. Is he in the lineup? We'll see if he's in the lineup. Listen to Zach Zabin's pregame. Jameson Taillon also not scratched. There was some thought that Taillon might be scratched in advance of the trade deadline, and that has not happened. Jack Flaherty was scratched for the Tigers tonight in advance of the deadline.
And also, Isak Paredes is not yet active because he's not there. He has not been put on the 26 or the 40 yet, so I believe there's an open spot on the roster.
So man short?
So at the moment, they're as far as I understand, there's a man short.
Or if they're just activating Bellinger, they don't have to...
Right. I don't know how that affects the 40, but either way, he's not there, so he's not going to be in the lineup.
Okay, so Zach will have all the details coming up in a matter of moments on Cubs pregame. An active, crazy show. Dan Bernstein, thanks for working a double, man. Appreciate you.
It was fun.
Yeah, fun to have you here.
Thank you, Dan.
Anytime.
That's Shane Reardon.
Tanny, anything you say to Dan?
Just the utmost respect, and it's so great to work with you.
You guys know each other?
Oh my God.
Yeah, we have a little history.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Nice.
Romantically.
Tanny, you've never... Tanny, you've never given me the utmost respect or said it was great to work with you.
We both have. We've done that.
You have?
Don't cut me off. He hasn't earned it.
You'll get it when you deserve it.
Okay, that's fair. Well, thanks to our guests on the show.
Dan, where's the next fish?
Mark Grody.
I don't know. The bite's slowing down. I got a new lure I'm trying out tomorrow. I got a swim jig I'm trying out.
Thanks. Oh, it's swim jig.
Thanks also to Willie Harris, who was on the show. Thanks so much, Willie, for coming on. Maybe you respect me. I don't know.
We do, dude.
And thanks to Chris Tattahill, who makes us sound, you know, survivable each and every other day, usually. Thanks to Shane Reardon for executively producing the show. Tyler Buterbaugh, nice to see you in the back there, sir. Just acknowledging my favorite Tyler.
I've apologized on air and off.
Okay, good.
About my slur.
All right, good.
Which one?
It's been a long day.
Odyssey softball tonight.
Odyssey softball tonight. Well, that's a slur when you mention Odyssey softball. Zach Zabin has your Cubs pregame, in a matter of moments from Cincinnati. This is Parkins and Spiegel. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Matt Spiegel. Me and Danny back tomorrow on The Score.
I thought you guys did a good job. Overall, solid show. I think we've had better, but you know, we made the most of it for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.